It may seem like a leap to go from Army sniper to a career helping federal agencies deliver great online customer service and software development practices. But that's the story of Randy Tharp, a wounded warrior of two tours of duty in Iraq. He's also had two tours of duty as a federal civilian employee before heading to the 5-9 group. I spoke with him recently at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg.
I joined in 2005. I left college on a wrestling scholarship. I saw the war on TV and felt this desire and guilt come over me that I should be serving my country instead of sitting in a dorm room. So I left, and I served for about 7 years.
Which branch?
I was in the Army, and I served for about 7 years as a sniper and a squad leader. I was deployed.
Now, sniper, that's a specific term. I mean, that's a skill that's not just sharpshooting.
Right. It's a very difficult job. Very few people make it to that level. I think there's a 50% dropout rate at the school. So it's an honorable position and one I took very seriously. And while serving, I served two tours in Iraq. In 2007, the vehicle I was riding in was hit by an IED. And upon getting back from that tour, I came...
But what happened? I mean, what were the extent of your injuries?
Well, I received a traumatic brain injury, a displaced spine, and suffered some PTSD from that, all non-visible wounds, which makes, you know, transitioning to the real world a little bit harder because people can't see the extent of your injuries from the outside.
All right, so you came back to the United States then for rest, recovery, recuperation.
Right, I came back. I was at Walter Reed for about 2 years, serving as a squad leader there and getting fixed up and getting ready for my transition out. And not knowing anything about the IT world, the White House, Office of E-Government, saw my resume in a database and said, hey, you know, called me in for an interview and said, would you like to work here? It was very intimidating, and I went home and talked to my wife, and I said, no, I don't think I should do it. And she said, well...
So the White House saw a former college wrestler, sharpshooter, badly injured, coming back from recuperation, said, here's an IT guy.
Right. And the mentors there, Scott Bernard, Lisa Schlosser, Steve Van Rokel, they were really, really passionate about getting me in there and helping me in the transition, which not many folks do. So after much debate with my wife, going back and forth, she finally talked me into it, said, hey, you need to step outside of your comfort zone. So I started there, and...
So this was in OMB?
OMB, correct. Started there and actually found myself pretty passionate about what they're doing. Being in a room full of really intelligent people trying to make a difference across the whole federal landscape was amazing to me, and they worked very long hours. And I said, hey, maybe I can find my niche here. I don't have to know the intricacies of IT, but I understand, you know, management and how to make...
And what was the channel you were specifically working on? What projects, where were you?
So I was across a few things. I helped start the IT program manager rotation program, and I helped a lot with the tech stats of reviewing agency budgets and failing projects and things like that. So I really began to learn across the government all the failures and why projects failed, and that was very fascinating to me. And I got to meet a lot of the CIOs, which... kind of from there, that understanding and relationship spurred my IT career.
So you didn't really know the technology when reviewing the tech stat documents and so forth, but you looked at it from just a human perspective almost.
Right, and I thought that gave me a big advantage because I didn't have any of those intimate feelings with, oh, this technology is all we're going to use, or this is the way it's always been done, so that's what we're comfortable with. I was able to look at the projects from a very, hey, this doesn't work, and we should really fix this, and here's my...
And what kind of reception did you get from the CIOs when, you know, some kid right out of the Army is telling them, hey, you got to try this, or we found this, that wrong?
The amazing part was, is what I found astonishing was it was very well received. I mean, working with Steve and some of the other policy analysts, putting all this together, sitting in a room with them, they're very open to the help. And I remember some of my first projects, or like the ITPM rotation project that we rolled out, pitching it to the CIOs and the CIO Council and asking if they want to be involved, and all of them raising their hand and saying yes. And that in itself was probably the most reward I felt from my transition, because I was still unsure if I made the right move, and that just validated that hey, you know, you could do a good job here. You could be successful outside.
Randy Tharp is the director of business development at 5-9 Group. So tell us, how long did the OMB stint last?
I was there for about a year. And while I was there, I started a nonprofit called Vet Sports, and we're helping veterans across the country, like myself, when they get out, find that camaraderie again through sports. And since its inception while at OMB and through all the connections I've made, we've been able to grow as a national organization, and we're serving 540 vets a week in 7 states now. And through that, I was able to be recognized under Forbes 30 Under 30. I was just at that conference last week in Philadelphia, which was amazing. And so all this just spurred multiple career paths. So I started work at GSA, running the networks.
So right from OMB to GSA?
OMB, I went to SRA, excuse me, and I worked for Ed Moore in the VA T4 Health Group.
Ed Moore, well known to be helping in the VA, in the veterans community with his Friday night dinners and his general promotion of VA and veterans affairs.
Hey, absolutely. And so I found it very, very, very interesting as well as rewarding to where we're working in an IT space, but what you're passionate about and you connect with other people that you're passionate about, you can really bring it all together to have a well-balanced career path. So going from SRA, I was able to go to GSA after that, and now I'm at 5-9 Group in the civilian world, which really gave me an opportunity to run my own division, be passionate about what I'm doing, meeting people and using, you know, all my connections for the betterment of the government, trying to really bring home.
Just backing up to GSA for a moment, how long were you there and what was your portfolio there?
So GSA, I was there for about a year, and I worked on the DHS accounts, so helping DHS with all their telecom under the networks contract, trying to get them, you know, the right deals. It was almost like being a broker between big IT industries like AT&T and Verizon, and between DHS, going back and forth over rates and all that. So it was interesting work.
All right, and tell us about 5-9. What are they? Is it a small business?
So 5-9 Group is a small business. I wasn't looking for a job when I was at GSA. I was very comfortable, but they approached me and found something in me that they thought would help their company. And I said, yeah, I'd love the help and I'd love the challenge. And they're doing very well for a small business. They have a large presence in DHS and CIS, and they do the infrastructure management, all the database management engineering for contracts like SETI and Ed Obin, managing the biometrics database. And we have a prime contract at Census Bureau managing the largest geospatial database in the country.
So these are mission critical type systems you're dealing with.
Absolutely. So the work is very important, which is why I really wanted to get involved, because, you know, the government relies really heavily on companies like 5-9 Group to really do a good job, and failure's not an option really.
All right, so rewinding way back to the sharpshooter days, how has experience or a skill like that help in what you're doing now?
So being a sniper in the Army, it really shows you how to how impactful a single person can be to a whole team. So with the mindset of, hey, this is my mission and I need to do it really well, and tying your mission to the success of the entire Army's success, it really resonates well within even the IT community, right? People get bogged down in their day-to-day, but if you can take what you're doing and be passionate about it and tie it to the overall mission and get people together on the same path forward, you know, you really get to create a lot of successes that way.
And are you still involved with the vets and sports?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of my time, a lot of my weekends, a lot of nights. I don't see my wife much, but I feel it's really, really important to do things in life that you're passionate about, and that's one of them. And tying that to business, you know, makes my life much easier because I get to live that balance day to day. And when you're passionate about something and really trying to make a difference, you know, the people around you want that same thing too. And you tie that to the IT industry, there's a lot of people in this world of work that are really trying to do good things.
And do you ever get a chance to unpack the rifle and practice ever?
I don't. I stopped shooting as soon as I left the Army. It's not fun for me to shoot anymore. But I do follow what my comrades are still doing and all that.